Rev 10 Podcast number 46, June 28th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Okay.
Podcast.
Hey. Welcome everyone to the Rev 10 Podcast, and especially welcome anyone that is tuned in for the very first time by using the new iTunes 4.9 podcast catcher. Thanks a lot for checking out our show. I'm Rev 10. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm glad to have you on board today. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I get to speak hope into lives very often. I hope I can bring some hope and inspiration into your life today. Now, you can always find references to things that I talk about on the show by going directly to podshownotes.com, all one word, podshownotes.com. And you can have scripture references as well as music references to the songs that we play here on the Rev 10 Podcast, as well as a link to Podcast Alley where you can vote for this particular podcast. Now check this out. You can send us a comment by emailing us at revtimpodcast@gmail.com, or you can pick up the phone, dial 815-301-8600. It's not toll-free, but that's the godcast.org audio comment line. And you're going to hear a voicemail in just a few minutes that came to the Rev 10 Podcast. Rev 10 is a member of godcast.org. Now, at godcast.org, you can find a lot more of these types of podcasts that are inspirational in nature, explore the Christian faith, and maybe can bring something very important to your life as you explore that with your own journey. Today I want to talk about something that is very simple but can actually be a huge and profound thing that you could add to your life, and it can bring some inspiration into your life because all of a sudden you're making connection with people better than ever before. Now, this works with children, it works with your spouse, it works with those at work, it works in social environments. And what I'm simply talking about is just learning to be a better listener. So how can you learn to be a good listener? Let me just give you some quick points today on how to be a good listener. Because let me just say something. First of all, I believe becoming a good listener can really help your marriage. It can really help your relationship with your children. It can really help your work ethic. And it can bring a lot of great things into your life. So I'm going to give you six quick things today that you can work on and start using immediately just because you listen to the Rev 10 Podcast today. Well, here's the first one. Number one, learn to listen using eye contact. Now, let the speaker know that you are interested in what is being said. Look them in the eye and soak in the words that they're saying. Don't get distracted. Don't look at your laptop. Don't look at the mail that you're reading. Don't look at the newspaper. Stop everything and just look them in the eye as they're speaking to you. Number two, be slow to speak. Now, sometimes people just begin to hear something and immediately they will interrupt, or they'll begin to just say different things that come into their head because they're thinking out loud. But if you're being slow to speak, you're actually allowing the speaker, the one that is speaking to you, to work out and solve problems themselves, and also it just basically puts credence into what they're saying. It gives them value. Number three, keep the secret. Here's what I mean by that. People trust you with the information that they give you because they believe that you will not gossip or spread slander. So they're kind of sharing something with you. They're opening up, and they're trusting you, and especially if something's private, really keep it between you two. Number four, be attentive. Learn to actively listen. Learn to respond. Learn to say yes or agree with them, or kind of go along with them as they're speaking, and let them know that you are listening and you're actually interacting a little bit with what they're saying. Learn to listen with using the eye contact. Be slow to speak. keep the secret, be attentive, and number five, show gratitude. You know, let the speaker know that you're honored that they were able to open up to you and that they were able to talk to you. Even if nothing personal was said, then let the speaker know that you had a great time listening and that you learned a lot. You know, in society, this society today just kind of keeps on going on and doesn't really give value to people the way that they should. So show gratitude. And then number six, stay in tune. Don't disappear in the middle of a conversation because your mind wandered. Because people can notice that. They notice if your eyes wander off. They notice if you're tuning out. But just stay tuned into what they're saying. And that will go a long way in helping your communication skills. Now, before I wrap everything up, I want to leave you with this great audio comment that came in. And you can actually leave an audio comment just like this by picking up the phone, dialing 815-301-8600.
Hi, I'm making a comment for the Rev. Tim podcast from San Francisco. Hi, Rev. Tim. This is Lena Morales in Bakersfield, California. I just wanted to say praise God for all the great podcasting work you've done and the work you do for your church in San Francisco for the Lord. I subscribed your podcast back in May. I'm a bit behind, but what I've listened to so far has really touched me, and you've chosen some good messages God has laid on your heart. Brother, praise God for all the work you're doing with your podcast, and I'm definitely going to vote for you for June before the month's out on podcastdaily.com, and I will nominate you for the first annual podcast awards. Again, brother, I appreciate your great work, and take care and God bless. And by the way, I'm a visually impaired user, and your site looks great. RevTim.com. Thank God for Red Tim. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
I hear you talking, my lonesome. That's something I know something about. And when you mention heartbroken, I'm an expert there too now. There's no doubt. You're talking to someone who's been where you are too many times in one life. And when it comes to being blue, I'll testify to you. It cuts through like a rusty knife. I hear you talking. I hear you talking. I hear you talking. You're talking to someone who's been where you are too many times in one life. And when it comes to being blue, I testify to you. It cut through like a rusty knife. I hear you talking about lonesome. That's something I know something about. And when you mention heartbroken, I'm an expert there too now. There's no doubt. I hear you talking. I hear you talking.
That's Phil Frazier with I Hear You Talking. Now, if you are new from iTunes or you haven't had a chance to vote at Podcast Alley, you just go to podcastalley.com, search for Rev Tim Podcast, and then cast a vote. Now, the deal is this. You can vote once per month, and that helps us stay within the top 50, which helps us to get recognized by a lot of people. And so you just go there. Vote for Rev Tim Podcast. You can also find a link to the vote just by going to podshownotes.com. So if you're new to iTunes, why don't you send a vote over to us for the end of June, but then in a week or so, hit us again for the 1st of July. There's going to be a lot of brand new competition, which I welcome, but I want you to be a part of voting for the Rev Tim Podcast. Let me do a quick review. Number one, if you want to be a good listener, learn to listen using eye contact. Number two, be slow to speak. Number three, keep the secret and earn the trust. Number four, Be attentive. Learn to actively listen. Number five, show gratitude. Let the speaker know that you feel honored to hear them talk. Number six, and the last one, is to stay in tune. Now, let me give you a couple of scriptures that will help your day. First of all, know that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And that purpose is not for disastrous, but it's to give you a hope and a future. Proverbs 12:15 says, "A stubborn fool considers his own way the right one, but a person who listens to advice is wise." And then 3 John chapter 1, verse 4 says, "Nothing makes me happier than to hear that my children are living according to the truth." And so listen, take a moment today and understand that the people in your life are valuable, and give them a chance to speak back into your life and be inspirational today.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit podcastalley.com and vote for the Rev. Tim Podcast. Podcastalley.com. Make your vote count today.
That's all we have today. If you're really brave, check out our church website at restoringhope.com. Thanks for listening to the Rev. Tim Podcast. Until next time, this is the Rev. Tim. Remember, your service to the King begins now.